if you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet's on hand to help you out. Get unlimited broadband free for 12 months when you take £17.99 monthly line rental, now with £50 cash back. That's handier than Hans Christian Andersen's handy guide to holding hands. Get unlimited broadband free for 12 months now with £50 cash back. Offer ends 25th of October. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas only. Traffic prioritization applies. See plus.net/traffic. £6.99 route of delivery terms apply.
All right, fans, here we go. 4 2-minute rounds of boxing scheduled. Women's in the ring.
Welcome, Fight Fans, to this, the first edition of the 2-Minute Round face-to-face with. My name's Felipe León, and this time we spoke to 31-year-old Raquel Miller. She spoke to us very eloquently about her love of Christy Martin, forgetting how to box in her first ever amateur fight, her 2012 Olympic experience, about going pro and what's next for her, as well as her very strong opinions about mismatches in female boxing. So with that said, we take you to the interview.
You're originally from Oakland?
From San Francisco.
From San Francisco, and your family lives there?
My family, I'm born and raised in San Francisco.
Okay.
I have family all over the Bay Area.
What can you tell me about, as far as, like, are you the only child, or the oldest, the youngest, about your family life?
I'm like the middle. I have a lot of siblings. I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters, and I'm like right in the middle. So I have a big family.
And your parents, what does your mom do? What does your dad do?
So my mom, they're both retired now, but my dad was in the construction, and my mom, she's a cook.
Okay, and is there any history of boxing in your family? Your dad boxed, your cousins, brothers, anybody, your sisters?
No, I'm actually the first boxer in my family. My family has been boxing enthusiasts, but no one ever boxed for me.
Okay, and how did you get started in boxing? What was your first experience with it? What's your first memory of it? How did you get started in the sport?
My first ever memory of boxing was watching Mike Tyson. My mom was really, like, into boxing, so we used to all gather around the TV and watch Tyson fights. And I used to really excited, and Christy Martin used to be on the undercard, and that's when I really fell in love with boxing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a boxer. So that's, like, my real first memory of boxing. And my first boxing match was in 2010. Yeah, so my first match was 2010, and I trained for about 8 months before I had that fight. I had tried a couple times before that, but that was the first time it actually stuck, and I kind of seen myself through and to make sure I actually had a bout.
Mm-hmm. And so how did it go from watching Mike Tyson fights on TV to actually walking into a boxing gym and asking a trainer to start working with you?
I actually tried 2 times before I really stuck with it. The first time, I was just too young. I wasn't really disciplined. I didn't understand that in order to be a boxer, you have to train and, you know, develop technique. And it's not you just walk in the gym and you spar. So first time I went to the gym, I kind of did about a week or two. And I was really like, hey, when can I spar? And they were like, no, sparring is a privilege. You have to train first. And so I don't feel like doing that if I quit. The second time, I went back and I tried again, and this time I was ready. But the coach that I had at the time, he was really inappropriate. He didn't really think women should fight, so it discouraged me, and then I stopped going. And so the last time, like I said, you know, I kept thinking of how excited I was to see Christy Martin in the ring and how excited she was as a fighter. And I went this last time, and I just said, you know what, this time I'm not quitting. Like, I'm going to see it through. I went to the gym. A really nice guy. His name is Manny Blackwell, and he took me under his wing. And you know, it wasn't a boxing gym; it was just a boxing class they had at the local recreational center. And that's kind of really what I just said. I'm like, I'm not going to stop this time. I'm going to get in shape here at this you know, rec center. And for me, I'm going to go to a boxing gym, and I'm not going to stop until I actually have a fight.
And how old were you when you made that decision?
I was 24. Yeah, I was 24.
Okay, and what can you tell me about your first amateur fight, the first time that you ever were across the ring from another fighter and not in sparring in a competition? What do you remember from that day?
The first fight, I just remember being so nervous. I really trained really hard. I lost a lot of weight. And all I remember was getting warmed up, and I forgot how to box. I remember telling my coach, like, I can't really remember how to box anymore. I just remember how to fight, and I've always been a fighter. So I was like, you know what? I can't really remember all the way how to box, but I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to fight my way to this W. And I just remember as soon as the bell went off, I went out there, and I just threw punches from the first round, from the first to the last round. National Golden Gloves. I've won the Continental Bronze Medal. I've won a Silver Medal at the World Championship. And I might be forgetting, maybe like one or so. But, yes, and then I got to go to the Olympics in 2012 as I'm a sparring partner. So I've been blessed to do well, and I won two bronze medals in the 2012, the first Olympic Trials for Women, and the 2015 Olympic Trials for Women, I won a bronze medal as well.
Was it difficult to, I mean, you have 71 amateur fights, which is a lot in for women, actually. I mean, obviously there's women that have had more, but for somebody that fights in the heavier weight classes, was it difficult to find opponents? Did you end up fighting the same people multiple times, the same women multiple times?
Yes, absolutely. It was really difficult to find fights. I didn't always fight at the heavier weight. I moved from welterweight. Once I fought at 152, and I fought at the 155 weight class. It was very difficult to find fights. You definitely fight the same people because there's only so many top females in those weight classes, or, you know, weight classes, period. I was blessed to be able to do good because I got on Team USA and I traveled internationally, and that was how I got to have so many fights, because I was able to go to world tournaments and, you know, out of the country, and then go to the national tournaments, you know, and have fights, especially when it's like coming up to Olympic year. There's a lot more girls to fight, a lot more competition for you, but it was definitely challenging to find fights, and it's still challenging as a pro to find fights.
Mm. Now, going back to 2012, where you had the opportunity to go to the Olympics as a sparring partner, obviously that's a historic Olympic event, because that's the first time that women were allowed to box in the Olympics, and Clarissa Shields ended up winning her gold medal there, her first. I actually watched the documentary on Clarissa Shields, the T-Rex, and I seen you in it cheering her on during the Olympics. Tell me about that experience and being there for that historic moment.
It was really, really exciting. It was really, really exciting and fun to be a part of something when it first took off. I was really fairly new to boxing. I had only been boxing at that time for about 2 years. So it was really exciting. And that was the reason why I stuck around for another Olympic quad, because I was so excited and inspired by just seeing the women finally get their chance to fight in the Olympics, you know, being a part of the game, you know, being a part of Team USA, which is really, really powerful, really exciting to see so many women be able to, you know, have their shot and, you know, fight and compete at the Olympics.
Now, what are your thoughts as far as Clarissa Shields being the only boxer, female or male, American boxer, to ever win two gold medals in the history of the Olympics? What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's really exciting. I think that it's great for females. I think it's great for the sport. I'm excited about it. And, you know, I'm really excited for it. I'm excited about that. And I think it's really good for females and for, you know, boxing, period.
Now, going into your pro career now, you mentioned that you waited another 4 years to try to make it to the team in 2016. Once the Olympics were over, the summer was over, What were your thoughts, and what was the final part of your decision to go pro?
I was just tired of the bullshit that comes with amateur boxing. Like, I was tired of USA Boxing. I was tired of the politics and the sport, and I just felt like there's more opportunity for me just to kind of grow as a person, as an athlete, as a woman, and I felt like the pro ranking needs women to see that you can go from the amateurs, go over to the pros, you know, have more women there, more experience that you bring from the amateurs, and just start in a movement to say, hey, we're here, pay attention to us, you know, let us fight, and let's keep it going. Bigger and better things, you know, I want to be a world champion, and I just felt like it was time.
A good step in that direction was hooking up with Luigi Olgese, the manager, who I know fairly well. How did that come about, and how did you hook up with Luigi, who's based out of New York, I believe?
He's familiar with my coach, Bashir Abdullah, and he's pretty established with assisting women boxers and things of that sort. So I reached out to him, you know, told him, you know, what I was looking to do. He kind of works with me as like an advisor, and I'm helping, you know, to get situated and get fights. And so that's kind of our relationship right now. And he was pretty much, you know, I'm friends with my coach, and my coach started that relationship. And that's kind of how that came about.
In your last fight, which was back in August, you were actually part of the, on the card that Andre Ward headlined over at the Oracle Arena in Oakland. So how important was for you to be on that fight card, and how'd you feel being part of such a big card that obviously the main event was featured on HBO?
I was really excited. It was really exciting to fight at home, very exciting to fight at the Oracle Arena. Andre Ward was really, you know, he's a really nice guy. He's definitely a legend, especially in the Bay Area. My first fight was actually at his home gym, King's Gym. So, you know, a lot of respect for Andre Ward, a lot of, you know, look up to him. It was awesome. A lot of my family came out. A lot of my friends came out. I had a lot of support. I felt like, you know, very thankful for the opportunity, but I also felt like we, as women fighters, you know, I feel we don't get the support that we deserve, and we fight just as hard. We're excited to watch, and I felt like we deserve that opportunity. So I felt like it was awesome to have that. I was thankful, but I also felt like we deserved it. I think we're more talented than half of the guys that I see on the TV.
Now, what can you tell me about your first pro fight? You told me about your first amateur fight, but now with the experience, I mean, you're very experienced as far as putting on gloves and fighting. You know, obviously, the first 71 fights of your career were with headgear on and a little bit bigger gloves. So this one fight back in May against Sarah Flores, who you stopped in the first round, was your first as a professional, smaller gloves, no headgear. Tell me the difference between amateur fighting and professional, and how you felt in that fight.
I feel like as an amateur, you're just you're part of a team, so to speak, and you kind of represent your country, or you're representing your region or your LBC. As a pro, it's your time to shine. As a pro, the gloves are smaller. You know, you get to represent and wear what you want to and come out to your own ring music. So it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more exciting because it's your time to really shine. And fighting without the headgear, the gloves are smaller. You know, it's more exciting. You can see a lot better without the headgear. It's exciting. And I think that it's just basically a whole nother level than amateur fighting. The pace is different. You know, I haven't had a lot of pro fights yet, but just the whole pace is different. The style is different. The feeling is different. And it's exciting. And I like it.
Now, in your first fight, you were at 156. Your second fight, we were nearly 165. What's your weight class? You're going to be middleweight, middleweight?
I'm going to fight at 154, and I'm 60. The flex in the weight, we're trying to figure out where we felt the best at. So I'm definitely going to fight at 154 and 160 class.
Now, at this weight class, being that, you know, like we mentioned before, that it's tough to get opponents as far as in the amateurs and in the pros, the female fighters tend to fight for world titles much quicker than the smaller weight classes like flyweight and super flyweight, where there's more women. So with that said, obviously you're 2-0. It might be a little bit too early, but who you're looking at, who do you think you have to face and beat to put your mark in the sport and for people to start talking about Raquel Miller as far as a world title?
I definitely am excited about it, and I think that there's a couple of, you know, good girls. There's Christina Hammer. There's Kylie Reese. They're actually going to fight on November 5th, I believe. Those are two girls that I'm actually, you know, eyeing and checking out their careers. There's also a girl out of New York. I think her name is, her name is Alicia Napoleon.
Yes.
She's competing in the amateurs. She's been doing her thing. I'm excited and, you know, looking forward to getting in there with her eventually. So I think that there's a couple of good girls that are up and coming. I'm just looking to kind of, you know, keep doing my thing and making my way and, you know, gearing up for me a title shot. So I'm excited. And there's also talk of some of the amateur girls coming over to the pros. And so, you know, I think that it's an exciting time for women boxing, and already with the pros that we do have that are shining and doing their thing, and the new, you know, us new women coming over from the amateurs and just women, period, stepping up and wanting to compete. I think it's an exciting time for women boxing, and I think that it's just, you know, right at the start of, you know, we being refreshed and renewed and, you know, more exciting for us.
Now, the last fight that was featured on television was actually around your weight class, which was Maricela Cornejo against Elisa Olsen on Estrella TV out of L.A. Did you get a chance to watch that fight?
Yeah, so I did get to go to the fight. I went up there and I supported the women. I didn't know it was televised, but that's really awesome to know. I didn't know that the fight was televised.
It was televised on this smaller cable channel called Estrella TV, where Golden Boy has been featuring their fights. But, I mean, what do you think about that fight, Northern California against Southern California, Raquel Miller against Maricela Cornejo?
I think that would be a great fight. I would love to fight her. I thought that I don't really think that those type of fights are good for women boxing, to be truthful with you. Eliza Olsen, she's a friend of mine. I don't really know. Maricela, is that how you say her name?
Maricela.
Mm-hmm. I know her as well. We've done a little bit for her before. I think that, you know, it's time for the fresh girls to fight each other. Eliza Olsen is really not a 168 pounder or even a 160 pounder. So, you know, that wasn't really a fight that I was excited to see. I thought it was pretty one-sided. I think that, you know, Maricela should fight, you know, up-and-coming women in exciting fights that people want to see. They get them excited about women boxing and not fights like that. I don't think they're good for the sport. And I wasn't all that excited watching the fight, to be truthful. But I'm hoping that, you know, she wants to get in there with me and other girls that are up and coming, and Eliza goes down to the weight class that she's better suited for, and, you know, she does her thing there. But, you know, I'm hoping to see girls, you know, like that becoming girls.
Okay, a couple more questions. Do you have a fight set up now? Do you have something to look forward at right now?
I have something, you know, I have some good things in the works right now. You know, I'm excited about what's to come. I can't really, you know, speak on it yet because it's not actually signed or it's not in the contract yet, but there's definitely some exciting fights coming. I definitely have some great opportunities that I'm working towards and, you know, working on possibly getting signed. So there's definitely some great things coming. I know for sure I'll probably be fighting back home in January under one of the local promoters there, Mike Bazan. So more than likely I'll be on his card for sure. And right now we're working on some exciting things. And we're going to see how it goes.
Now, lastly, I'm pretty sure you saw the documentary on Clarissa Shields, the one that you're in. And after that, she won her gold medal, and they kind of explored a little bit the fact that it was hard for her to get sponsorship and make some kind of money for her to get to her family where she needed to have her family and all that. Does that make you a little bit nervous as far as being a professional and where the money might come in and if you can make a living out of here? And now that she has won two gold medals, she's looking to turn pro. And, you know, obviously she would probably get a little bit more money than if she wouldn't won the gold medals. But as far as you and what you've seen her go through with two gold medals, does that make you a little bit nervous as far as, you know, is this a viable way to make a living for a female fighter?
I definitely think that we, as women fighters, we have to really explore our options and look to make money outside of just purses from our fights. So I think it's important to establish yourself as a business first and establish other means of income, definitely, because you're not going to just make, at this point in time, you're just not going to make as much, even, you know, a fraction of what's comparable to the men in this weight class. But if women really got together and supported each other and really kind of started our own movement where we're supporting each other, people, and then some of the big promoters that can actually support women, like Al Haymon or Richard Schaefer or Golden Boy, really got behind us. So I'm really thankful that Golden Boy is actually the first ones that are taking that step, putting women on the cards, being pretty consistent with it, giving them TV slots. And then you can see it on one of the PBC shows where they allowed the two women to fight. I think they're out of New York. So I think that the promoters getting behind the women, really showing that we have the skills, we have the poise, we have the professionalism to really go out there and put on good shows. I think that it's definitely going to turn around. And I feel like I can't really compare. I mean, I can't really speak on her situation because I don't know her situation. But I know for me, I'm putting myself in a position to be where I need to be business-wise before boxing is business, to make sure your ducks are in a row to get revenue from different avenues, and then also keep pushing the envelope to be able to get more money, get support, get on TV, you know, possibly get a woman's boxing reality TV show to where people actually get to see us, see how much we train, see us as people, you know, as women, as mothers, as business women, and so on, to where people understand that we're talented, we're excited to fight, and we're excited to watch. You know, we're training really hard and, you know, really decorated, you know, group of women. And hopefully we'll get the support we need to really take it to the next level, like the women in the day.
Okay. Great, Raquel. Great stuff. So.
And there you have it, the interview with Raquel Miller. Before we go, I'd like to give you the rundown of the Leave It in the Ring Network. Every Monday at 4 p.m. you have the next round with Steve Kibb and Gabriel Montoya. Every Tuesday, In the Squared Circle with myself, Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the week. Every Wednesday, the flagship show, Leave It in the Ring with David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya. And then every other Thursday, with our next show being November 3rd, you have the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, former female fighter Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. Thank you for listening.